And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hey, this is going to be a positive segment, even though we're going to talk about some things that maybe haven't worked so well in your backyard. Because why? That's how we learn. And I don't want to do that again. And so you do things differently. And one of the things that I have done that as we brush off the winter and go into spring with my whole grilling area is that Bob had some lumber cut out of his woods that was beautiful hickory.
Had some trees cut.
Right, yes. Yep. And he had some rough sawn boards that are like an inch thick.
Oh, I did mill those, yeah.
Right, yep. Okay. And you gave me some of those to make the top of my grilling station. I've got a real rustic look with rough sawn wood and tin all over my deck for my grilling station and my bar, just kind of what we went with. But the bar top I made... of course, it's horizontal, and I've got three grills there. I've got a big green egg cut in it. I've got my pizza oven setting on it, and I've got my tech grill setting on it.
Did you do a womanized frame?
What? Yes.
Okay. So that wasn't that frame that guy made for you?
No. No, it was all stick-built, womanized. But my point is that I put a lacquer on that hickory, and it has failed because of the heat, cold of that tech grill. It just wasn't built for
that. Well,
here's
the other thing. It's that, plus it is outside.
Right.
Did you use marine-grade varnish?
No.
Okay, if you would have done marine-grade varnish and then done the edges and stuff too, it would have probably held up a little better.
Yeah.
Because the other thing you're running into...
Three or four years into it, but still.
Marine varnish would hold up. It's got a roof over it, so it's not horribly exposed.
Right.
I think the problem you're running into is more moisture.
Yeah.
Because it gets rain and it gets all kinds of things blown in, snow and hot, cold. And that varnish, it just goes up to the edge and that heat is expanding, contracting the wood while the varnish maybe goes at a different rate.
Right.
So,
That would be my biggest failure because this is the year I've got to take everything off of that, get out the belt sander. Grind that stuff all off of there. That's all right. I'll get one.
I forgot.
I haven't started yet. And grind all that stuff off, and then do it the right way. But you know what? It's going to be a few hours of work to get that thing looking like I want it again. But it's been 3 or 4 years since I built it, so it's a good thing. But there again, what was the failure? The failure was I didn't prepare the wood right in the surface.
I wouldn't call it a failure. I'd call it an experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, it didn't work like I hoped it would.
Because experiments don't always, none of them are 100%.
Right. The hickory held up fine. It's just the finish on it that looks like junk now, so I got to fix it up.
Yeah. Is there mold growing under the varnish?
No. Nope, no mold. It's just
the varnish is chipping off.
It's chipping off, and you get gray wood under there. I mean, it looks more weathered than the other.
Yeah, that might be mold.
Yeah, it'll be cleaned and sanded.
Yeah, it'll grind right down with a good...
heavier grit.
And you could even bring them out if you wanted to, and we could run them through the planer.
Yeah.
Might be faster.
Yeah, I can uninstall it. Yeah.
Are they screwed in?
Yeah, from the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, easy
anyway,
enough.
So too much shop talk. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. It's a grilling guy thing, man. We're all into it.
What failures have you had? That's what we want to know, because we're going to talk about springing into your grill. Spring grilling, what spring does for us, inspires us, gets us to plan for the year, gets us to do all these things. And this is what we want to inspire you to look at is, you know, as you get set up, maybe you're already set up, maybe you're still digging stuff out. It's that time of year. Think about the last couple years and what were those things you were saying to yourself under your breath as you've got some guests over and things aren't working out.
Right.
Because that's when the pressure hits. It's not when it's just the kids and you're doing dogs.
Right.
It's when you want everything to be cool. You're the grilling guy. You want to, you know, impress your friends. You want them to come out and taste it and go, oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. What were the things that were impediments to you? And there's a bunch of them that could be, but I don't know what the average person is.
Mine would always be not enough prep space, too many cooking devices in the same space.
That's a big one.
It is. And I've got the Tech grill, which is 30 inches wide. I got a pizza maker, which is about a foot wide. And I got a Big Green Egg, which is about 3 foot wide. And I don't have enough space between them to set my raw product or my finished product. So every time I do pizzas, I pull it off of where I have it and put it on a side table, a folding table, and then I've got enough room to do pizzas. Because there's a lot of ingredients and there's a lot of fussing around.
You have to have table space.
Yeah.
And that's exactly when I say, how do your ergonomics flow for what you need? You nailed it. For you, your ergonomics say, I'm moving around all the time and I'm moving things to set down a hot dish.
Right, right.
You don't want to do that. So that's a really deep conversation. You could do a couple segments on how to make that work even. Because number one is, when you're pulling stuff off your grill or out of the smoker or out of the deep fryer, you got to put it on something. You don't always want to set it just on a tabletop.
Right, because it's hot most of the time, every time you bring
something
out.
And if you've got marble or granite or any fancy stuff out there like that, you got to be really careful because, I don't know, could crack it. I don't know. But having a protected space and having it available when you're walking around with this 400 degree thing in your hands,
right?
Or let's say you've got the plancha, say you're bringing some skewers off your barbacoa and you want to set them down on something, they're minor long,
right?
Where are you going to put them,
right?
Huh? You got to have a place ready, and don't do it when you're walking around with them.
Yeah. Oh, I got both hands full now. What? Yeah.
Dog's just waiting for you,
right? Yeah. Yeah, she gets her fair share. Yeah, she's doing well with that. But.
So how much space do you need for the perfect layout? That's what everybody has to discern for themselves. They have to figure out how much space they need and what you're used to cooking, what you grill. Do you smoke? Do you grill? Do you deep fry? Do you have a pizza oven? Do you have all these things? And that'll help you lay out. And then I would say do what a good planner would do, and my wife is really good at this. She'll have to draw everything out.
Right.
Or she'll actually ask me to draw it out, which is a bad idea because I don't draw so well.
Yeah, and the thing is that I've found with most people, me inclusive, is that I always need more space than I plan for. And you can't really have too much.
Because we're Americans.
Right, but I'm putting 10 pounds of crap in a 5-pound sack, and I got to just spread it out. And it works so much better if you're not tripping over yourself, doing things. And
tripping
so
over
the
crap.
Space is this, and you know, we only have decks that are so big. But if you're serious about
most
this, like I am, I want it the way I want it. And I don't have that yet, even though I built this stuff, I've grown out of it.
Well, it might not matter how big your deck is. My primary deck in the back is 44 feet long.
Right.
But guess what? I have a good little girl I live with and sleep with that I have to keep happy.
Right.
And
first two don't lead to the third one.
She does not want to see all this gear on the deck, even though I've got a whole end of it that's doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
She likes to see that clean spread.
Sure, sure. So when people come over, they had a place to sit and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it is expansion space. So you've seen my grill and shack. You brutalized me several times. I did take some of your advice, though. I managed to, I'll get into this in the next segment, but this is funny. You'll like it.
All right. Coming up next, Bob's going to confess on how he reworked his whole grilling station because I gave him some BS on it. You're listening to Grilling Guys.
I'm sensitive.
We'll be back.